and welcome to Revolutionary Woman. My name is Tess Silverman. Women around the world are constantly creating ways to make a difference in their communities, and today's guest is no exception. Irene Henninger, an immigrant from the Philippines, moved to the United States in 2007. She met her husband Brantley in 2009 and welcomed their daughter Noelle in 2016. Irene not only has a passion for coffee, but more importantly, she has a passion for people. In 2019, they were looking for potential properties to purchase that could be split-use, commercial, and residential. They looked in places like Suffolk and Chesapeake, but never really found a perfect fit. Then 2020 hit and brought with it COVID-19. Opening a coffee shop was not a wise decision at the time, but she still wanted to pursue a coffee business, even if she had to start from home. During quarantine days in 2020, when everyone was working from home, she wished for someone to deliver coffee to her. That's when she realized she can deliver coffee to people. She experimented with cold brew coffee and eventually came up with 30-plus flavors. Project Seed Coffee Cold Brew was being sold online for delivery and also at farmers markets. What started as a cold brew delivery service has gone full scale to a brick-and-mortar shop in April 2024. Located in the heart of Kempsville, Virginia Beach, Project Seed Coffee offers Filipino-inspired coffee and pastries while focusing on building a collaborative community. Hi, Irene. Welcome to Revolutionary Woman. How are you this afternoon?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. How about you?
I'm good, thank you. Okay, so we have a lot to talk about. So let's get started. So you were born and raised in the Philippines, but what part of the Philippines were you born and raised?
I was born in Manila, Philippines. It is 10 minutes from the international airport.
Oh, okay.
I was in Parañaque. That's where I grew up. That's my hometown.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. Yeah, I actually was born in Manila, but I grew up basically in New York. So I have vague memories of Manila, but yes. not very much. Okay, so what was it like for you growing up?
For me, growing up, I grew up in a middle class family. Mm-hmm. We have our own home. My dad was a seafarer, So he was mostly not home. Okay. My mom is a housewife, a homemaker. Mm-hmm. So she actually has a culinary background in terms of cooking. We ate good
Cool.
As a family of five. So I have two other siblings. Uh-huh. I'm the oldest. My sister is 3 years younger than I am, and my brother is 6 years younger than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Are they all
here?
No, actually, my sister and my mom is in New Jersey, currently living in New Jersey.
Okay.
My brother is still in the Philippines, and my dad had passed.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Growing up in the Philippines, being in a middle-class family, my mom is always around. She cooks three meals for us.
Hmm.
My dad is probably only show at home once or twice a year on a span of 30 days or 60 days.
Wow.
So we are a matriarchal family growing up. I am the eldest, so I kind of am always in charge outside of my mother, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to be a bit... authoritative because of being a firstborn.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, was that hard not seeing your father, you know, like extended periods of time?
Well, so we just got used to it that he was never around. And when we see him, it's always like a special occasion.
Oh.
And so it's like on Christmas time, he's there. We have a lot of presents under the tree because he's coming from abroad. And then it wasn't hard for us. We were just so used to him not being around that when he's around, it's a special occasion. We go on family trips or go to the provinces, which is usually more rural than Manila.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so being raised by your mom primarily, what lessons did she impart on you that steered you to where you are now?
Oh, that's a good question, because my mom has a big influence over my life because She is a strong woman. She is very assertive. That's probably where I got that, my assertiveness from her. Mm-hmm. She is also the oldest of her siblings in terms of oldest sister. Mm-hmm. She had seven siblings, so she's the oldest sister in the seven of her family. So I look up to her. I feel like all the things that I've learned in food or in drinks are mm-hmm. from her, just because we really ate good. Like, she would make things that not any other household would make. Mm-hmm. Like, we had tacos in the Philippines. I mean, in the Philippines, we don't normally do tacos, right, you know, right, yeah. Korean barbecue. And this was in the 80s. So Korean barbecue was not big there then, mm-hmm. Like now, but growing up, we were eating Korean barbecue. We had like, so we ate good. So I feel like all the things that that led me to where I am mm-hmm. has something to do with the influence of food around, and of course, the character that my mom imparted to us and to me.
Cool. Okay, so let's get into that. So you were you are the owner of Project Seed Coffee, but yes. before starting this business, you're still working in IT.
Correct.
So what is your role in IT, and what was the, I guess, the lightning bulb that went off on you to start Project Seed Coffee?
Yes. So I have been obsessed with coffee later in my life, not really early on, because I think that coffee has exploded in our culture all over the world, really. But the last 10 years, I've been so obsessed with coffee that one day I told myself I'll open a coffee shop. So I'm currently still working in my full-time job, quote unquote, because I feel like my coffee business is our life now. We live there now. So, but the obsession with coffee, and during the pandemic, we were just all stuck at home. And I was thinking, I hope someone would deliver coffee to me. And I was like, why don't I do it? I've been going to these coffee festivals in New York City every year. And I've been learning how to craft and curate good coffee taste-wise and origin-wise and all that good stuff. So during the pandemic, I was thinking, I'll do it. Why don't I do it? But then I was a hot coffee drinker. So I was thinking, if I deliver coffee to people, it will get cold. So now I have to kind of pivot and think about cold coffee, which I'm not very familiar with. So I had to learn making cold brew coffee, which is the beginnings of Project Seed Coffee.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, you're right. When I actually read on your website, I'm like, oh, that's how that started. That's really cool.
Yeah, the concept was that during the pandemic, people are working from home or just staying at home, not going out and about. And sometimes you just want to treat yourself. So I was thinking, if I deliver coffee to people, it's a little sunshine in their day while they're stuck at home. So that's how it all started, coffee delivery with cold brew coffee.
I love that. Okay, so all right. So on your website, I read your story, and I love what you wrote about why you started Project Seed Coffee. So I'm going to quote you. I started my business because I have a passion for coffee. And more importantly, I have a passion for people. I believe that coffee shops are the modern day watering hole, a place where friends gather to share stories and where strangers come to meet friends or to be left alone to get work done. That's really awesome. So how has that affected, you know, your way of thinking, you know, since you opened this? And what have you learned about yourself?
So I've learned a lot during this process that I used to be able to just do it on my own. Like, I can do this as long as I have determination, discipline, and push myself. I can do this. But in the entire process, I learned that I can't do it all, that I need a support system. And my husband is the best support system that I have. He's currently our full-time employee in the shop while I still have my other job in the background. So he's more in the shop. So all the support system that I have, my husband mainly, and of course we have now six baristas in the shop. So it's not like it's all me. Back in the day, it was just like all me, but now it's a whole support system, especially, you know, when I mentioned gathering place of friends, I realized that, of course, with my background coming from the Philippines, I yearned for a Filipino community here in Hampton Roads. And I didn't really have that except outside of the Filipino people that I know from work. And so having this coffee shop has allowed me to create a place where Filipinos can actually hang out or just enjoy the taste of Filipino pastries or even coffee. You know, it is, it has become a hub for Filipino families and Filipino community, which I am very proud of.
You know, that's really, yeah, you're right. It's so cool because when I discovered your coffee shop, I was literally like, okay, I've been here. Let me see what else is out there. And then I looked you up and I'm like, ooh, okay, let me go. And I was really pleasantly surprised because I walked in. It was very, it's very cute. It's really nice inside. It's very homey. And I, what I love too was that you had Filipino, it was like Filipino snacks. And I'm like, oh, they have siopaw. Oh my gosh, that's like my favorite too. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay. You know, and then I looked around and there were people there who were just like really happy to be there hanging out, you know. And I stayed for a good couple of hours because I started talking to you know, people next to me, and some of them have been going there for years, which is wonderful to hear. So it really blew me away because I'm like, I mean, you know, you can go to any coffee shop anywhere, but to find a coffee shop that caters to a culture, you know, as well as the people behind that culture, that's really something. So thank you for that. I really had a great time, you know, like discovering that. And I took my husband with me as, you know, the next time, as you know, because I had to like, bring him there. But I think what you said is so good, is great because, you know, you've learned a lot, but you also learned that you can't do it alone, like you said. And the support system is really really important. And when I walked in there, it was great because I saw young people, you know, and it's as if you're introducing them to, you know, to the culture, which is so important.
So. Definitely. Like Spanish bread, I grew up eating Spanish bread, and to have people come in and say, what is Spanish bread? And knowing that they are from Filipino background, it had, it was like, I was surprised to find out that they did not know Spanish bread. This is something that I grew up eating. This is normal. We eat it during merienda, which is snack time.
I didn't know what Spanish bread was either.
Right. Wow. Introducing the normal or usual snacks that we had growing up, like ensaymada, which is like a brioche bun with butter and sugar. And siopaw, you mentioned siopaw. Which coffee shop has siopaw, right?
I don't know any.
it is a cultural experience. It is like introducing first generation or second generation immigrants or heritage to the Filipino food scene. And of course, the taste of coffee that is different from the usual things that you would get from other shops.
I love the flavors. You have ube, you have, I mean,
ube coco stands pandan, out for me. Which the is pandan. Like coconut vanilla.
So I actually still have to like get my daughter out to your place because she's a big coffee snob, so she's into coffee. I'll have to bring her there, but it's really I mean, I love the vibe, and I love that you cater to not just Filipinos but people who are, who want to try something new, you know, which is great. That's awesome. Okay, well, so who would you credit for where you are now?
Well, I mentioned my husband, definitely. He is first and foremost my biggest cheerleader. When it was still cold brew business, when we were delivering cold brew, I still have my full-time job. He would be delivering to people's home like a modern-day milkman. He was the milkman, coffee man delivers.
That's awesome.
And then, of course, my mom. My mom has been a very big part in how where we are right now. She has always encouraged me from the get-go that whatever you want to do in life, just pursue it. You know how Filipinos are always pushing their daughter or sons to be engineer or nurse or doctor. My mom has never been like that. She's always said, do what you want to do in life. So
that's awesome. Now, how do the rest of your siblings feel about you? Like, you know, this coffee shop is doing really well.
Oh, the funny thing is, because I had to learn cold brew coffee, I actually learned it from my younger sister. She was she was a coffee shop manager in Hoboken, New Jersey at that time. And so I asked her, how do you make cold brew coffee? So she gave me a video tutorial of how to make cold brew coffee, which she really is excited for me because we're both coffee people. And of course, my younger brother who is in the Philippines would want to at least one day taste my coffee that we serve over here.
That's awesome. Okay, so if anyone wanted to know more about you and Project Seed Coffee, how would they go about it?
You can always visit our website. I need to update it more, but yes, the website has all our information. You can always message us on Instagram. We are always on socials. We used it before the coffee shop, and it has been a great tool for marketing and communicating with customers. Mm-hmm. And so we are still making use of our Instagram and Facebook if you have any questions about Project Seed Coffee.
Great. So is there something you haven't yet done that you'd like to pursue personally?
Personally, right now the coffee shop itself is like a baby. So we're nurturing it, we're feeding it. You know, there's problems, it will poop, it will cry, it will, you know, do all the baby things.
Yeah.
So right now we're hands on deck, both me and my husband. But eventually we would want it to actually stand alone. Like, we are still, of course, the owners, but see it grow and flourish and hopefully a second location, a bigger location.
Oh, okay.
So those are the next steps that we're looking at.
That's awesome. Now, do you partner with, I guess, any organizations that do fundraising or so they can get, you know, to know your business?
Yes, actually, we support a lot of local minority-owned businesses.
Wonderful.
We have almost a weekly pop-ups, and it is free of charge for them.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they set up, they sell their goods, and then we provide, you know, free coffee for them, and any discount that we have for our employees is also with the vendors that are visiting.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing about this is we're basically introducing different bakers, artisans, crafters that are usually Filipino and women owned. So it is a place where they can sell their goods.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that almost on a weekly basis.
I love that.
We also support like a run club that is a 501c. I am also part of Mabuhay 757, which is a Filipino event that we have three times a year. So it's more like it features Filipino culture, arts, and food. So we have Mabuhay Festival, which have done twice in a year now. So all the things that we do in terms of Project Seed Coffee is really to plant seed in people's lives through these little things that we do in the background.
I love that. So can people, when they look you up on Project Seed Coffee, can they find those events?
More on our socials, because that's updated more frequently on the website. So if you look at Instagram or Facebook, at Project Seed Coffee, no spaces, all in one word, you'll see all of our events and anything that is happening, including Flavor of the Month or any specials that we may have.
Wonderful. Is there anything you'd like to say to my listeners? Now, just to let them know, you are based in Virginia Beach.
Yes.
So is there anything you'd like to say to my listeners?
Yes. So Project Seed Coffee is an organization, a company that wants to plant seed of hope, joy, love, to people that come into our doors. We would like to think that every time you come in and have a sip of our coffee or one a bite of our pastry, that you are feeling something different, that we have planted something good in your life. May it just be a good taste or a hope, maybe, because we really don't know what's going on in people's lives. And so we want to be that beacon of hope, love, joy in a setting like this. You wouldn't expect something like this from a coffee shop, but we want to be that place where you feel safe and included and celebrated.
Wonderful. So if you had one thing to change that you wish you had done years ago, would there be one?
I think one thing I would change is that I should have done it sooner.
Really?
I know.
Okay.
Yes, I know it is a process to be where we are right now, but I wish I just have done it sooner. But, you know, all in its good time. Mm. And I think where we are right now is where we should be.
Mm.
But hopefully next year we will have a second location.
Wonderful. I hope so too. Okay, my last question is, if you could go back in time, what advice would you give your younger self?
Oh, that is a great question. I am 43 right now, and my younger self, I would say that, just go for it.
Mm.
Don't even think about what other people will say. Yeah. As long as it feels right to you, you're not stepping on any toes or not disrespecting anyone, just go for what you want in life. And I think that's something that I still tell myself now, knowing after all these years being where I'm at, just go for it. As long as you're not hurting anyone and you're not stepping on any toes, and just go for it. Everything will fall in the right places.
I love it. Thank you so much, Irene. Well, Irene, thank you for coming on my show. And I am so glad I walked into your coffee shop because I fell in love with it. And I am telling everyone now where it is. You know, it's like
if you
haven't been there. And the funny thing is my cousin's wife actually texted me, said, "Have you heard of Project Seed Coffee?" I said, "No, what's that?" And then I looked you up and I'm like, "Oh, wow." I'm like, so, and that was back in October. I said, huh, okay, I need to like see where this place is. So, I mean, you know, it really is a really cool place to go. So
I hope
anyone who's listening will go and check it out. And thank you for your story. And thank you for being willing to share your stories with me. And I wish you so much luck. And I hope it does become, you know, you do have another location by next year. And
yes,
I will come to that other location. That would be amazing.
Yes.
So
thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. Well, I really appreciate your time. I know that you're busy, but I really appreciate you coming on and just talking to me about your Project Seed Coffee. So with that, have a great day and I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
That's our show for today. I've posted more information about Irene Henninger on RevWoman.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll tune in every other Thursday for another episode of Revolutionary Woman. You can listen to Revolutionary Woman on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Just a little note, I've launched a Patreon account to support the show. All proceeds will go to producing and editing the episodes to give my poor husband a break for being my personal IT and production department. He wrote this. The address is patreon.com/revwoman.